Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Trina Mara on the line today. We've got a man who's going to tell us everything that we need to know about vasectomy, Dr. Colin Irwin. As fellas like to say, going for the snip, isn't that it?
That's it, yeah. Hello, thanks for having me on to talk about this. Yeah, so I suppose the purpose of the World Vasectomy Day is to, as you say, raise awareness of vasectomies as an option for men, but also to kind of raise awareness within government and the HSE for the need to kind of to make this more of a viable option for people. You know, because while it is a great option and it's an increasingly popular option, the vast majority of the procedures that are carried out privately, you know, and people pay for them. So that's kind of what we're trying to draw attention to. And there have been murmurings within government over the past year that more funding would be released for vasectomies to make them available to everyone, you know.
Yeah.
And we'd like to see that move along, and we'd like to see it to become a contraceptive option for men across the board, you know, because there's been a lot of great work done in contraceptive work for women over the last decade, really, you know, and things are now much more readily available and funded and covered. And we'd like to see an option available for men, really, and for families in general.
Yeah, what would the typical cost be to go privately and to have a vasectomy done?
So for the procedure and then for the testing afterwards that has to be done, the typical cost ranges between €600 and €700, depending on the provider, maybe a bit less, maybe a bit more in other places. But that's the typical cost. It's a 1 day procedure. You know, you're in and out within an hour. But there's a lot kind of involved in that. And then the testing afterwards to make sure that everything has gone okay would generally be included in that cost as well. So it varies, but that's the general ballpark area.
Do you find that a lot of men inquire about this procedure, but then you never ever see them again? Because men can talk each other out of getting this done.
Yeah, I mean, there is very much a pattern there. They'll make the initial contact and I'll generally ring them and have a discussion with them. And then you might not hear from them for weeks or months, and then they'll eventually come back to you and say, okay, look, I really need to get this done now. But that's understandable, you know, it is a big step for men, you know, and it does require some consideration and thought, because, you know, I always tell men to think of it as a permanent step, you know, once you've it done, that's it, that's no more kids, you know, which is great and suits a lot of families and a lot of men. But the important thing for us is that the men are sure, you know, and they don't come back to us in a year or two later saying, oh God, look, I regret that. So I certainly understand the delay and the consideration people give to it. And I think it's appropriate, really. Oftentimes, like, the majority of people will tell me when they've been in that they've been thinking about it for months to years. And they, oh, look, I've been meaning to get around to it and putting it off. And then, you know, push comes to shove, or their partner tells them, you know, time to get this done.
Yeah.
And they come in then.
What is involved then? Is there anything you have to do beforehand, and what's involved in the actual procedure?
No, it's very simple, really. Basically, it's just making sure you're clean and that there's no complications, as in pre-existing medical issues beforehand is the only thing we have to do before the procedure. The actual procedure itself has come a long way, really, in the last, I suppose, 15, 20 years. You know, it used to be more of a surgical thing with incisions or cuts on both sides. That's gone now, really. We use a no scalpel method. So basically, the patient is given an injection of local anesthetic, stings for about 3 to 5 seconds. Mm. And then there's two tubes that need to be sealed, cut and sealed on each side. What we do is we make a tiny opening in the skin in the middle of the scrotum, with like a tweezers, essentially. And then the tubes are pulled out one by one. They're cut and sealed using heat. You don't feel a thing. It's all numb for that, you know. Yeah. The patient is unaware that it's happening, and the tubes are then just let go back into the hole. The hole is tiny. It's about 3 or 4 mil across, about half the size of your baby fingernail. And at the end, that's just kind of sealed with heat as well. So there's no stitches, you know, there's no dressings, there's no nasty follow-up or anything like that. It's a kind of a micro surgery, really, you know. It's a short procedure takes generally between, depending on the complexity of the patient, I suppose generally 20 minutes, 30 minutes would be the typical time for the procedure.
Very quick, very, very quick. So is there any, you mentioned about medical background there, is there anyone that it wouldn't suit?
I suppose the typical people that we would come across who would be more challenging or might not be suitable would be people who've had surgery like as a child for an undescended testicle, or who've had trauma or surgery on the testicles in the past. And what can happen in those cases then is that the tubes are either too tight or too short, or they're in difficult position due to scar tissue. So in those cases, what I would generally do is I would get those patients in and just examine them and see how things look. If it's not suitable, we wouldn't go ahead, then we wouldn't even attempt it. We'd send them on to a urologist for an in-hospital job if they really wanted to go for it. But like the good thing about vasectomies, I suppose, is that it's it's a surgical option, but it's available in the community through, you know, GP operators like myself. And there's not the huge cost and palaver of going into a hospital or an admission or anything like that, you know.
You mentioned there about, you know, when men are coming in, they need to realise this is a permanent procedure. And you do often think about, you know, you hear about people saying, oh, that's reversible. But really the key is, as far as you're concerned, this is not reversible because it doesn't always work.
Yeah, and that's a kind of attitude I would aim to dispel as well, this reversibility. You know, there are technically reversible procedures for vasectomies, but there's a lot of problems with them, I suppose. They're difficult to access. They're extremely expensive to access privately. They're an in-hospital surgical job. They would have a significant failure rate. And the further you go from your vasectomy, so say you get it done at a young age, the further you go from it, so 3, 4, 5 years down the line, the chance of it being reversible decreases each year. So, you know, it becomes less and less likely that you'll be able to reverse it as time goes on. So, like, for those reasons, I always tell people, look, if you're thinking about reversing this down the line, this is not the option for you. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a great option if you're sure about it, and if you're happy with the decision, your partner's happy, then fantastic. But if you're humming and hawing, or you think, oh, maybe in 2 or 3 or 4 years time I'll change my mind, I would say no, it's not suitable, and I would reconsider.
And of course there's the option of freezing sperm or whatever, if people want to go down that road, I guess, if they're unsure about the future, what the future might hold for them.
That is certainly an option, yeah. And I did my training in the UK for this initially, and I've had guys over there who did that. And it's not even that they thought that they would like to have kids down the line. It's just psychologically, I think, having the option of that was the big thing for them.
Okay, yeah,
so they did have that done. Yeah. So, look, you know, people do underestimate the psychological impact on men for this as well sometimes, you know. So it is something to consider. It's a big step for men, you know, because that's it, you know.
I guess it's done, kind of comparable to women, you know, when we go into menopause and we're like, well, that's that now.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of
feeling. It's the same. It's a similar kind of emotional impact, you know. And I think men as well probably underestimate it before they go into it, because there's obviously nervous anticipation about the procedure, which is understandable. But the men tend to get over that pretty quickly, and they realise it's not that big a deal. But I think what they tend to underestimate maybe is the psychological impact of this being it, really, you know, in terms of kids.
The physical impact then, you know, after you've had the procedure, say if you've got a manual job or you're very much into your sports and that, will that hold you back, or how long would you need to rest for?
Yeah, so like the advice is to rest from physical work and from strenuous activities such as gym work for a week. Now, the reason for that is, like, you may have no pain, you may be perfectly comfortable, but you will have, I suppose, tiny little scabs that are healing on the ends of the tubes and the vessels that we've dealt with. So the idea is to give them as good a chance as possible to heal and prevent any bleeding from knocks or from straining or from dislodging a scab inside, you know. So if you've a sedentary job or you're not doing any physical work, then you can be back to work the next day. But if you're doing physical, manual, heavy work, the advice is generally about a week. And same for kind of sporting or strenuous activities. The vast majority of people have no pain within a week. You know, lots of people who have no pain the next day or would need a paracetamol, the vast majority of people are fine by the end of the week.
I'm curious if the men are asking you, Dr. Colin, for a note for work the next day, or are they keeping it to themselves and not telling their employer?
Yeah, no, very few ask for notes, actually. I think what tends to happen is I think fellas tend to arrange it with annual leave when they know they've a quiet period coming up.
Yeah.
Now, look, whenever I do offer sick certs to people, I would always put them on, you know, I wouldn't have precision vasectomy written across the top of it. I'd give it on plain paper.
Just very good.
Because, you know, people are private about this. So we'd just put it down as a medical issue, you know.
Okay, that's very good. Yeah, it's good to know for guys. It's funny though, that is something that men would think of. Is everyone going to know?
You know, there is still a bit of stigma around it in Ireland, unfortunately, you know. And I think, you know, a lot of that really is because it hasn't been culturally a thing that we've done too much, you know, because of the access to it has been poor historically. Whereas in the UK, you know, about 20% of men above a certain age will have had vasectomies. Yeah. So it's far more common over there. It's far more openly discussed. People would know that their fathers, uncles, friends had vasectomies, you know, because it's freely available on the NHS. And that's kind of the picture I'd like to see here as well, where it's an option through the HSE where people can get their vasectomy, and then it becomes a more discussed and more kind of routine contraceptive option for people, you know.
Is there a typical age that men are coming into the US?
I would say 40 would be the typical age.
Okay.
The typical patient would probably be 2 to 3 children, 40 years old, and they've made the decision that that's it. Now, look, that varies, obviously. The vast majority of people would have had children. That isn't to say, like, we still do perform vasectomies on people who haven't had children, but we would be careful to have a longer discussion with those people and make sure that they're happy with their decision before we go ahead with it, you know?
Yeah. Have you ever seen, and not to divulge client confidentiality, but have you seen men that have absolutely loads of children?
Not really. I haven't seen any dramatic numbers. Kind of, I think, five or six, I suppose, would probably be the highest.
Yeah, that's very normal.
Yeah, it would have been normal. I suppose the rate now, I think the average fertility rate for parents is less than 2 now. The family size is certainly decreasing, but, you know, that's due to kind of societal change and pressures on people financially and people having kids later in life, you know.
Yeah, I'm thinking of my colleague that works alongside me here, and he's one of 12 children. I mean, but then again, that was the time, you know.
Well, you see, they didn't have vasectomies back then, you see.
They didn't.
So if they'd had vasectomies, maybe he'd have less siblings.
Possibly so,
So, I haven't seen families that size, but I mean, it's far less common these days, I suppose. The typical is kind of, I would say the average is 2 to 3 kids and in early 40s. Now, I have had, been surprised by the amount of, there are men in their 50s, quite a few men in their 50s coming in for them as well, you know. But, you know, that's not unusual or concerning. The people I would be more cautious with are the younger people, because you don't want someone making a decision younger in life that they have difficulty or can't reverse later down the line, you know.
Of course.
So that's what we're most careful with.
A question all the men will be wondering, will a vasectomy affect them in the bedroom?
No, the answer to that is a flat no. There's been countless studies on this over the years, and there's no impact on hormone levels. There's no impact on sexual performance or anything like that. This is really just a simple plumbing job, really. There's two pipes that need to be cut and sealed off. They don't affect any of the performance. They don't affect any of the hormone production. They don't affect the volume of what comes out or anything like that. It's purely cutting off the access of the sperm to the rest of the world, essentially. There should be no change in feeling or change in performance or anything like that afterwards.
Right. Finally, how quickly is it effective? I mean, if you get it done, you know, on Friday, when are you good to go?
Yeah, so that's a very important question. So what we do is we do analysis, so semen analysis. We actually do it twice. So we do it at 12 weeks and 16 weeks. Really, you could probably get away with doing it once at 16 weeks, but we just do it twice for belt and braces. So basically, 4 months down the line, you have to have cleaned out the pipes as it was a certain number of times before then, and then you send the sample away at 4 months' time. it comes back and then it says all good. In the vast majority of cases, there is a very small chance of failure at that point, but that can be dealt with then. But once you get the all clear then at the 16 weeks, that's it then. That's for the rest of your life. You're clear, and there's no need for further testing or anything like that.
Well, great information there. We will put this up on our podcast as well, if any of the gentlemen listening would like to listen later on in the day. Have a good listen as well.
Yeah. Have a think about it.
And have a look at Precision Vasectomy there. The website has loads of information as well, precisionvasectomy.ie. And you're based in Cork.
Yeah, we're in Cork, but we would see people, a lot of people from Kerry, Cork, and kind of Waterford, and some from Wexford as well, because we kind of cover all that area. So we're in Blackrock in Cork. It's very accessible on the link, and we don't have any waiting lists or anything like that. And we're happy to discuss if people just want to chat or ask about it. They can ring me or email me at any time, and we're always happy to discuss options with people.
There is one question I forgot to ask you when you were saying about the cost. Is any of this can you claim any of this back on your health insurance?
Yeah, so there's two ways you can claim back. So it does vary policy to policy with each insurer. The cover is different. It varies from kind of about €100 up to €400 cover with your insurer, depending on the policy. So there is something you can claim back. And even if you don't have health insurance, then you can claim back against your taxes at the end of the year. So you can claim 20%. So in our case, the price is €599 or €600. So you can claim back €120 at the end of the year against your taxes, plus whatever you can claim against your insurance then as well.
Okay, that is brilliant information. Thanks so much, Dr. Colin Irwin there from Precision Vasectomy. And no doubt I will get questions in, and I'll be calling you back another day to deal with those. Thanks so much for coming on. Thanks a million.
Thank you, June.
Classic Kids Radio.